This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at ZenCon 2015. And my special guest today is Mr. Matthew Bean. Say hi to everybody, Matthew.
Hello.
Matthew, now you are you're relatively new to the speaking circuit, and you're here at ZenCon. You got three talks, and they're on Magento?
Yes, they're all on Magento.
Magento 1 or Magento 2?
Magento 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about Magento, because I'm seeing this community just explode in the past year.
It's true.
Talk to us a little bit about what you're talking about and why you work with Magento so much.
So Magento, for me, I've been doing it since 2008, and it's a wonderful community. We have a lot of people who help one another out. We actually kind of thrive in a spirit of co-opetition. Mm-hmm. We're all competing for the same clients, but we're sharing code. This seems parallel to what the PHP community was doing. Mm-hmm. And over the last year, I've seen a very great acceptance from the PHP community for Magento.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting, actually. So I came to ZenCon to actually talk about Magento, and I did a tutorial on scaling Magento. So it was actually more of a presentation on using Puppet and Vagrant to actually spin up clusters and test them using Performance Toolkit.
Yeah.
And then we did a presentation on Magento 101, which was to try to give everybody the core concepts. An hour is not enough time to do this, but I had 74 slides and got through them, and everybody seemed very happy, very positive feedback. And I feel like I did a good job of getting the information out there. Magento is typically thought of as a difficult to learn application, mm-hmm. but it's actually very well structured, and it's an enjoyable platform to learn because it teaches a lot of core concepts that PHP has been adopting over the last several years. Mm. But if you look at it, Magento really is the same code base that was written in 2007 or 2008 with some revisions. So this means it actually was fairly modern before the acceptance.
Yeah.
And the third talk was more Zen related, and it was on programming Z-Ray to use a Z-Ray plugin for Magento.
Oh, interesting.
Which I'm one of the authors of.
Very cool.
And that's why they brought me. I'm part of the Z team, so
okay.
I'm a Zen evangelist.
Very cool.
Volunteer. And they've been very kind and accepting and really supportive of me. And so I'm very pleased and honored to actually have them bring me here and let me actually speak about something I love so much.
Great. Well, I work for Zend. I run the training department. And without turning this into a commercial for Z-Ray, if you're using it, obviously, and contributing to it, you believe in it. How does Z-Ray actually help you with Magento?
Oh, it gives you complete vertical insight into your application.
Okay.
You can see everything down to the finest granularity, functions, the time they take, how many times they're called, and it's incredibly easy to program. Literally within, like a lot of people who have been using it, say about 2 hours, they have whatever framework they're using reporting data in Z-Ray.
Wow. Now, Z-Ray is an extension that is loaded into PHP, but it's also a toolbar that is running in your browser. So as you're running through your application, you can pop up the toolbar and see all this information?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And as you do different requests, you start to really get a good feel for the code. So it's mm-hmm. almost like a way to, the code smell that everybody talks about is actually visible with Z-Ray.
Wow.
So
that is very cool. Hey, when we were talking in the pre-show, you were telling me that World last year, PHP World, run by my good friends over at PHP Architect, was your very first PHP conference.
This is true.
And now you're here less than a year later, and you've got three talks at one of the big conferences.
I know.
Tell us a little bit about your journey as a speaker.
So initially, I had this wild idea. At PHP World, the speakers were all so kind and sharing what they loved. It somehow got inside my skin. So I went back from PHP World. I talked to the company I work for, a robo firm, and I got them to sponsor Midwest PHP.
Oh, nice.
And they so that got
That's
me a talk.
That's a great conference.
Yeah, Jonathan does an awesome job. Yeah. Mike Wilbanks and the rest of them are great. So it's really nice to work with them. And we'll be sponsoring again next year. And, you know,
cool.
I'm not so interested in talking at that one. Maybe I'll give a talk, but I'd also like to get some of my coworkers talking. I've got some coworkers that are actually very smart. I think they're smarter than me. But
excellent. We love to grow the speaker pool, both, yeah, both wide and deep. So
yeah, and it was really interesting because I submitted to Lone Star, which, you know, I did so before we sponsored and was accepted. And then for ZenCon, I did it all on my own, no training wheels. And and getting accepted to ZenCon it's a wonderful opportunity for me to give back, actually. PHP has been such a large part of my life for 15 years. And, you know, that's a large fraction of my life.
Yeah.
And to be able to be part of the community on the other side, not just somebody who learns from it, but also can help teach other people, it feels very valuable to me.
Well, you've been using it about 15 years. You and I started approximately the same time.
Yes.
I started using it back in 99 in, I think, early four, something like that. I know why I didn't get involved in the PHP community until later after I started using it. But you said you hadn't gone to a conference, and that was 14 years. Did you not know about them? Was it just not, you know, that's great for them, it's not for me? What?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I went to several Magento conferences and Magento-related conferences previous to that. So it's not like I was a conference newbie or anything. I think I'm very self-motivated and self-taught, so the value of community to me while I was still learning and young in my career, so for the first 10 or 15, you know, 15 years or whatever it was, right, I didn't see the value in it. And obviously, I know this was a mistake now, that but until I actually went to PHP World, I had no idea.
Right, yeah, you don't know what you don't know. So, well, that's very interesting. Hey, let's move on.
Sure.
You have a very interesting, I don't know, is it a hobby? Is it just an area of interest?
So I'm in Minnesota. I'm in Minneapolis, and it's, you know, cold.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of time. And so fresh vegetables are all shipped in all winter long.
Mm.
And a good friend of mine, we eat a lot of vegetables in my house. And a good friend of mine came to me and challenged me and said, you could do this. And I took the gambit and
this would be
aquaponics,
okay.
Which is you use fish, you grow fish, and the fish waste is ammonia. There's a nitrate fixing bacteria that convert ammonia over into ammonia nitrate, which is fertilizer.
Right. Yeah.
And then you run the water through plants, and the plants actually grow. I mean, you're basically growing plants in water, so it's very similar to what hydroponics is, where they're adding chemicals to the water, but it's completely organic because what you feed your fish, and that's it. I mean, the input is fish food, and the output is plants and fish.
That is very cool. Now, I'm from the South, and I understand growing cycles, but, you know, because I grew up around farm areas, but obviously you don't have growing, so you can do this all year round.
I do it all year round.
Okay.
Yep.
What's something like that look like? It's obviously not just a fish tank.
No, it's the basis of it is actually a shipping container for liquids called an IBC tote.
Okay.
And so they're like a 250-gallon tote, essentially, plastic tank, and you fill that with water, and that's where the fish live. And then there's a plant bed and some lights. And that's it. The water just keeps going and going. It uses a what's known as a bell siphon to allow the water to go up and then drain out and then go up and drain out. And it's very mechanical, but yet there's no parts to break.
So the roots are just hanging there.
They're just hanging in the water.
And when the water rises up, it feeds them. And the water runs down, they dry out.
And I live in Minnesota. I'm growing turmeric.
Turmeric. Okay.
Which normally grows in East Asia where it's tropical.
Right.
I'm growing ginger.
Wow.
In my basement. I'm growing kale all winter long. I eat watercress, arugula. I mean, basically many plants grow in this situation very well. And I also think that it's very healthy to have these microbiomes around you.
That's very cool.
You know, like farmers generally are fairly healthy because of the, like, existence of the biome around them. And living in a city, I felt like that was lacking in my life.
I totally agree. Okay, well, hey, I want to take the time to thank you for being with us here on Voices of the Elephant. Before I let you go, same two questions to ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Oh, URL, I don't know.
We'll look it up. What's your local user group?
It's MNPHP.
MNPHP, okay. Yeah. Minnesota PHP.
Minnesota PHP.
Okay, we'll dig that up, and Kathy will throw a link in that to the show notes.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule here at ZenCon to talk with us, and thank you for putting yourself out there, because I know being a speaker, you know, everybody says, oh, you get free trips, but yeah, you also, I'm sure, have a collection of rejection notices and all of that you have to deal with. So
not yet.
Oh, well, then you've been one of the good ones. So
lucky.
I could paper a wall with my rejection notices.
I feel really lucky to have the opportunity to be able to do it, actually.
Well, thank you for putting yourself out there and helping the PHP community grow and helping those of us who are not in the Magento community, helping us learn from the Magento community, because they have a lot to teach us.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Magento too. I hope people actually start to like really look at it as a serious mm-hmm. platform that they can use, actually.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.